Welcome back to The Ditch for another amazing week where I am your host, co-pastor Chutney Hart. Anytime you think you want to come find me, where I am covered by none other than my apostle, Apostle Dr. Betty Torber Pittman, you can find me at 823 24th Street in Macomb, Mississippi, 396-489. I don't know. I've been going for a minute. They keep changing stuff because the city is growing. But we are happy to have you back in the ditch with us for yet another amazing week. I want to talk to you today about an old television show, a show called The Fear Factor, right? On this television show, they would put people in situations that involve some common fears. They would have them eating strange food, food that's considered to be a delicacy in other countries, but not so much here. In tubs with snakes. I mean, just some really crazy stuff. And people would go on this show and compete. But they would do it, you know, trying to win money or whatever. But I want to talk about the fear factor, because there's one thing that is very much true. Some people on this show used to tap out because the fear of the cockroach or the fear of whatever animal or whatever food, the fear would overwhelm them and they could not complete the task and they would have to tap out. And so what's happening in most of our lives, the devil himself is bringing the fear factor to us. He's bringing things to us that we think are greater than the circumstance or the situation that we're in. And so I would like you to look at, I believe this is 1 Kings in the 19th chapter. We can look at the whole chapter if we need to. I'll probably just reference it because it's a lot and I don't want to drag out the time. But good old prophet Elijah. And going into the 19th, like in the 18th chapter, right? Elijah has a standoff with the 450 prophets of Baal. When they lose this challenge, if you will, and I said, that's forever going to be funny to me, because Elijah began to make fun of their God and said, well, maybe he's resting. Maybe he went out to lunch. I can't remember verbatim, but he was teasing them. And those poor prophets, y'all, the Bible readers, y'all know the story. They started cutting themselves. They were doing all this stuff. But at the conclusion of the matter, after Elijah had water put on the altar, dug a trench, they wet the wood down again, and the God of Elijah answers by fire. All of this happens, and then Elijah has to kill these 450 prophets. Elijah, the prophet, the major prophet. When I was growing up, we had to learn the major and the minor prophets. The major prophet, Elijah, has done this to these men. His God has answered him. He has been vindicated. And when you just turn the page, good old Jezebel puts out a threat on his life. And she let him know that by the same time, the next day, that he was going to be where the rest of them were. And y'all, in his humanness, he was shook. He began to flee. And he underwent a series of responses that I want to talk about quickly. First of all, when you allow the fear factor in, it creates a temporary moment of amnesia. He temporarily forgot that he had just witnessed God firsthand. I mean, when I say turn the page, y'all, all you had to do was just turn the page. Whew, have mercy. Then his situation caused him to abandon his servant. Elisha was not his servant yet, but he took his servant, dropped him off, and took off in the wilderness. So it caused temporary amnesia. It caused abandonment. And then the poor brother went and got up under that tree. And as he sat there up under that tree, he was so upset. It was a juniper tree. I don't know why. I can't even remember that. He sat under that juniper tree, and he reminds me of Chicken Little, because that's the way I see the scene playing out in my head, like, woe is me, the sky is falling. And so here he is, and the Lord has to send an angel and tell him to arise and eat. So the account goes on. And when you get on up into it, oh Lord, he had to travel. After he ate, he ended up traveling 40 days and 40 nights. Have mercy. Y'all, this is so good to me. I got to stay focused so I can get to where I'm going. And when you get up around verse 10 and verse 14, because they're the same verse, after he make this journey, he begins to tell the Lord, he said, I have been very jealous for the Lord God of hosts, for the children of Israel have forsaken thy covenant, thrown down thine altars, and slain thy prophets with the sword. And I only am left, and they seek my life to take it away. If you can't see Chicken Little in this situation, you ain't even looking. Baby, Elijah wanted God to know ain't nobody left but me. Just go. At one point, he said, just go head on and take my life. I'm ready to go, Lord. Elijah, the prophet, the same prophet that in a couple of more chapters, some little children are going to make fun of him and call him bald head. And I perceive it to be a very disrespectful way. And a bear comes out of the woods and annihilates 42 kids behind this prophet. But in the 19th chapter, fear became a factor. Even him. So what is it, God? What are you saying? You're saying that any of my servants can be affected by the fear factor. When we look up the definition of fear, I want you to know, thanks to good old brother Google, that fear is a natural primal emotion. Ah, it says some more, but I want you to know fear is nothing but an emotion. Elijah was operating in his emotions. Before he started that 40-day journey, because the angel kept waking him up to eat, telling him that, you know, he was gonna need the strength, a cake just appears in the wood on the coals. Come on, make it make sense. But because he was in the seat of his emotion, he didn't. Sometimes God allows things to happen to remind us of who he is. A cake appears on some coals in the wilderness. But my poor brother had to journey 40 days and nights, because I like to tell people, when I'm having a chutney moment, the Lord does not talk to me. When I am doing all that, oh Lord, I don't know what to do. He don't talk to me. You want to know what he talked to me? Because I'm condensing it down, because it's good. They said it was an earthquake, but the Lord wasn't in the earthquake. They said it was some wind, but the Lord wasn't in the wind. You know, when the Lord came, he came in a small, still voice. And I believe in each and every one of our lives that he still comes in the small, still voice. When we are in the seat of our emotions, when we are worked up, when we are doing whatever it is that we are doing and entertaining our flesh, God is not talking. He waits until that opportune time when we can listen. It is my belief that he traveled those 40 days and nights so that he could get out of his flesh. That's my belief, because I believe he was so riled up by Jezebel's words that it took that long for him to get in a place where he could truly hear the voice of God. When he hears the voice of God, he tells him who to go anoint, told him which kings to anoint, and said, if this king don't kill him, that king gonna kill him. When I did the research, excuse me, Jezebel ended up getting prophesied to by this same prophet, and it still took a span of about 3 years. So she tried to act as a prophetess and speak death on him, and it had him shook. Somebody said there's a difference between a word and a sure word. You don't have to worry about a word. You don't have to worry about spoken word curses. You don't have to worry about stuff that people are putting out there in the atmosphere if you are a true servant of God. Because if you are a true servant of God, what's on the inside of you is greater. What's on the inside of you has more power. And as long as you don't entertain that foolishness, it has no power over you. Do not let fear be your factor, whether it's in your ministry, whether it's in your career, in your relationship, whatever it is that fear has been holding you back from. You have the power today to choose whether or not fear is going to be a factor for you. Yes, we saw Elijah operate in fear, but it was only for a moment. It was only until he could hear what God had to say unto him. And after that, the rest, they say, is history. As always, we want to remind you that there is safety just beyond the ditch.